From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computer hacking and interference in the November presidential election. Obama called his actions unnecessary and appropriate. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and in the consulate in San Francisco are being expelled, and two properties run by the Russians are being closed. In televised remarks, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the foreign ministry has suggested to the president, Vladimir Putin, that he retaliate. Though President Vladimir Putin says Russia will not be expelling U.S. diplomats, Daniel Scharf is VOA's Moscow correspondent.
Well, the latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
The leader of Boko Haram has appeared in a new video. Abu Bakr Sheku denies Nigerian government claims that his group has been chased out of the Sambisa Forest stronghold. Sheku has also vowed to fight until an Islamic State is imposed in northern Nigeria. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after a months-long pause in their seven-year uprising that has killed more than 20,000 people. This is VOA. The Syrian government and rebel groups agreed to a nationwide ceasefire starting at midnight local time on Thursday. The deal was brokered this week by Russia and Turkey. However, it excludes the groups designated by the UN as terrorists. VOA's Zlati Tsahok reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the deal a historic chance to stop the Syrian conflict.
We have an opportunity to stop the bloodshed in Syria with a political solution. We must not squander this chance. This is a historical chance. This window of opportunity should not be wasted.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia and Turkey will serve as guarantors. Russia is supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey has backed the opposition. Erdogan said Turkey will continue to fight Islamic State terrorists in Syria. If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by peace talks between the Syrian government and the opposition in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana. But President Assad, who is backed by Russia and Iran, has made it clear that he has no intention of stepping down. Zlati Tsahok, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, has been killed by coalition airstrikes this week. Al-Kuwaiti was previously a member of IS's war committee. At least six people were killed and seven others injured when militants attacked a town in Somalia southwest of Mogadishu. The radical Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. New York City officials said security for Saturday's New Year's Eve celebration will feature so-called blocker trucks used to close off vehicular access to Times Square, where more than 2 million people are expected to attend the festivities. 7,000 police officers will be there as well. James O'Neill is New York City Police Commissioner.
We're going to have one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world, given all the assets that we deploy here. And all of this will ensure that New York City has yet another safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve celebration, as we do every year.
He also said that officers continue to assess any threats and have no direct concern about terrorism in Times Square on Saturday night. Brazilian police say they've discovered a charred vehicle containing a body they think might be the Greek ambassador who went missing 3 days ago. The Globo television channel showed images Thursday of a burned-out car in a poor and violent neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro, where Greek ambassador Kyriakos Amidras was reported to have been visiting friends. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.